Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, February 14th. The House has voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, making him the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in almost 150 years.
This guy essentially subverted the laws passed by this body, and that can't stand. A cabinet secretary doesn't get to pick and choose which laws they're going to enforce.
That was House Republican Mark Green telling CNN why the House went on with the vote last night. This despite the stunning loss House Republicans faced last week when they initially tried to impeach Mayorkas, with defections and an absence sinking the floor vote. But Mayorkas is unlikely to be found guilty and removed from office by the Democrat-controlled Senate, and three Republicans went against party lines and voted with the Democrats in the House. Here's one of those Republicans, Ken Buck of Colorado.
This is a policy difference. This is a terrible impeachment. It sets a terrible precedent. If there's a Republican president in the next Congress, you better expect an impeachment of a cabinet official.
The Department of Homeland Security reacted to the vote, saying House Republicans will be, quote, remembered by history for trampling on the Constitution. Democrats have narrowed the GOP's already razor-thin majority in the House. Tom Suozzi has won the special election in New York's 3rd Congressional District, beating Republican Mazie Pillip.
It's time to move beyond the petty partisan bickering and the finger-pointing.
It was a fiercely contested race, and both sides poured in a lot of money and effort after the seat was opened up when George Santos was kicked out of Congress last year. But in the end, Suozzi won with roughly 54% of the votes, with his centrist politics appearing to pay off. The chief of the World Health Organization is pleading with Israel not to enter Rafah in Gaza.
The situation is already beyond words. I can't even describe it. I plead to Israel not to do this.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus spoke to CNN as panic spreads in Rafah and desperate Palestinians decide whether to flee the last refuge in Gaza. Leaders from around the world are calling on Israel to stop its plans for a ground offensive in the city.
More than 28,000 deaths now, and more than 70% are women and children. Those who are dying are the wrong people who haven't done anything to bring this problem.
The WHO chief urged Israel to find a political solution to the conflict. And his comments come as the Palestinian Authority president has made a similar plea to Hamas, urging them to come to an agreement on a hostage release and ceasefire quickly to avoid an attack on the densely populated Rafah. Ukraine says it sank a Russian warship today off the coast of Crimea. It's the latest in a series of Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia's Black Sea fleet. And CNN could not independently verify Ukraine's claims, and the Kremlin declined to comment on the reported attack. Kyiv has pivoted to the Black Sea and Crimea, saying its strikes are aiming to isolate the Russian-occupied peninsula, making it more difficult for Moscow to sustain its military operations on the Ukrainian mainland. Coming up, a lot of couples will be out celebrating Valentine's Day tonight, but apparently people are getting a little tired of online dating.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A lot of us will be seeing hearts and candies everywhere we look today as people celebrate Valentine's Day, especially as some are turning their backs on online dating and getting out to meet people in person instead. CNN's Nathaniel Meyerson explains.
What we're seeing right now is a rise in speed dating events, singles mixers, and other type of in-person events, which is really a signal that people want to get off the apps and meet in person. So game-based dating events like board game nights, trivia nights, they've grown 163% year over year, according to Eventbrite. And this is really because there's fatigue right now with these dating apps. According to Pew, about 46% of dating app users say they have a negative experience.
That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.